What we covered this morning was the whole concept of the brain audit and how you get the attention of the customer. We have among us right now, we have Alan Weiss, and I don't know whether you know Alan, but Alan started out a website called marketingprofs.com. If you're in marketing, you would know that website. I think he started it 3 years ago. Okay. So Alan started at Marketing Profs 3.5 years ago, and it started with probably two people.
Well, it was myself, because it was actually started as a from my class. So I started it off as just as a website for my class. It's got all the stuff that I teach in executive programs and MBA programs, and it just grew from there. And that's basically what it's turned into, 110,000 subscribers to our weekly newsletter.
I hope all of you are gasping, because that's 3.5 years. That's 3.5 years. What are you going to learn right now is the structure. You're going to learn the structure, part of which Alan has already put into place. You want to learn this. You want to learn the three-prong system, and Alan has really grown his website, and so can you. It's a very simple concept, and we're going to cover that concept in this next session. So, does anyone have any questions about the brain audit so far?
Where are we in the book?
Oh, don't worry about the book. Which book?
This book.
Oh, that book? No, that's a whole book for you to read later. You've just got 12 pages of work material. Okay? I don't want to give you too much information at one go. The book will open up whatever questions you have, whatever answers you need is in that 90-page book. So don't try to read that book right now. Just take the notes, pay attention. Everything that you need to operate with stops before the red page. So there's just 12 pages that you really need to work with during this 3 days, or rather with the 2 days. There'll probably be more with Dave. Okay, so now what we're doing is, in the morning we covered getting clients. Well, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take this one step further, and this is the real core of how you get clients and keep clients. So it's creating structure. Who you see out there is a guy called Houdini. Now, who doesn't know who Houdini is? Okay, Houdini is a magician, and he was a magician. Good point, actually, because Houdini lived in 1905. Around 1905, Houdini was making about $5,000 a week. Do you think that's good? Huh? Okay, 5,000. So that's about $250,000, which, 100 years ago, which now means that he was probably earning a gazillion dollars. Okay, the problem was Houdini died on stage. He couldn't quit. He was chained. He could get out of those chains time and time again, but he couldn't quit the business. And what you're going to learn is how do you create a structure so that you can start to take that three-month vacation, not now, not tomorrow, not the day after tomorrow, but eventually you'll start putting that structure together. Are you clear on that? The point is that if you look at it this way, you say, oh, it's going to take me 2 years, it's going to take me 3 years to get there. Well, here's the reality. 3 years from now, you're going to be exactly where you are if you don't follow the system. So you have a choice, like you have a choice with everything. But this system will show you specifically how to get clients, even if you're not overly concerned with growing your business into a multi-million dollar empire. So even if you just want to grow your business from where you are to another stage, this is how you go about it. Essentially, what happens to your business if you get hit by a truck? What happens to your business if you get hit by a truck? And everyone goes, a truck is never going to hit me. Yes.
It does happen. Well, I got hit by a cab one day.
He got hit by
a cab. My business has suffered because I was out of work for 3 months.
Okay. So Jack got hit by a real cab. What I'm talking about is a metaphorical truck. You know, you could get an illness. You could have a personal problem. All of us, sooner or later, are going to get hit by a truck. I want you to notice that essentially, Dale Carnegie hasn't been around for a long time. A very long time. So how does his business run? How does his business run? You've got to ask yourself. He's been gone for ages. So why does his business run and how does it run? That's what we're going to cover. The three-pronged system is essentially what we'll cover, the structure. So the key points that we're going to cover are the three-pronged system, how it brings you freedom and choice, and finally, how to create time when you don't have time. So how to create product when you don't have time. Yep. Okay. So the three-pronged system, how it'll bring freedom, and how to create time. Everyone tells you one thing. They tell you, don't work hard, work smart. So how do you work smart? Everyone in this room has heard, don't work hard, work smart. Does anyone know how to work smart? Has everyone read books on how to work hard, how to work smart, and still don't know how to do it? Okay, all the books out there do the very same thing. They tell you work hard, work smart, and don't work hard. They don't tell you how to do it. That's why you've got that big question mark there. So here's how you do it. The three-pronged system. So simple that sometimes it just passes by you in a second. Well, we're not going to let that happen. We're going to spend 2 hours on it. Okay, so three parts of every business. If you start to analyze every single business, there are three parts to a business or three ways in a way in which a business can generate income. The first way is consulting. Consulting is a service that we perform for others. So when you meet with a client, when you do a sales pitch, when you do a sales meeting, when you do a website, when you do a design, whatever you do, do you understand what I mean by consulting? It's when you're there, physically, one-on-one. If you get hit by a truck, you're not there. So consulting ends on midnight. At midnight, consulting ends. So it's like radio time. If you don't fill in all the hours in radio time, it's over at the end of the day. If you didn't fill all the flights on the all the seats on the flight, it's over. You get what I'm saying? Consulting is like that. If you're not there, it won't work. The second part is training, which is one to many. What is happening here is the concept of training. I'll explain these in more detail. This is another source of revenue, training. And the third part is leverage. And leverage is the part where you don't require to be there at all, where it works by itself, or you have a system in place and that system runs your business on a regular basis. Now, what we tend to do, most of us put all our faith in consulting. So we all try to get to consulting, and with consulting, there's only one thing you can do, and that is you can charge more and more and more and more. And then at some point, you reach a plateau, and you can either charge more than that, but eventually what you're doing is you're just eating up loads and loads of your time. So it's just, you have to be there. Whereas in a training situation like this, notice what happens. I speak once, and all of you in the room get the message. So I don't have to speak individually to every single one of you, but we're still getting a message across. So we're still doing a consulting in a larger format. Okay, and I'll explain the benefits of all of them, show you examples, etc. And finally, leverage is when you have a book or a website or something that starts to sell without you being there at all, ever. So what is the purpose of... So let's just go down the slides and look at the top wealthiest people, because eventually we want to see what do these people do. I mean, if you want to study wealth and you want to study how to grow your profits, essentially you've got to start to study people who make the most profits. And these are the five top. That's Bill Gates. That's $52 billion. Okay? That's Warren Buffett. That's $35 billion. That's Carl and Theo Albrecht, and that's $35 billion. That's Paul Allen, $25 billion. That's Larry Ellison, $24 billion. Notice one thing. Which of these do consulting? Bill Gates doesn't do consulting. This is a concept that most people don't get. Bill Gates doesn't do consulting. So the quicker you start to move your business out of consulting, and I'll explain why you have to do this, the quicker you get to where you want to go. Does that mean that consulting is a complete waste of time? No. All three have to work for your business to go to another level. You cannot take any one of them. But what you have to do is minimize the level of consulting so you have more time to create leverage and more time to create training. So effectively, you're earning more, learning more, etc. So let's look at an artist called Sting. Everyone knows who Sting? Okay, that's Sting on the screen. Now, this is what a consultant like Sting looks like. He stands at a bar and plays for you. He comes to your party and plays one-on-one. Okay, at the end of the day, you pay him $150 and he's gone. This is how an artist called Sting does training. In workshop, he goes there, he has a rock concert, 150,000 people turn up. And they all pay $150, and that multiplies. This is how an artist called Sting leverages CD, label, book, fan club CD-ROM, T-shirts, mugs. Are you getting the picture? So you're going to say, well, I'm not Sting, never going to be Sting, so what am I going to do? See, objections. That's what we tackled. You have to do this. Even in a presentation, you have to know that people are going to object because that's what's going through your brain. I'm not Sting. I don't have the musical talent. I don't have this ability. How do I do it? And here's the answer. Let's take a case study of, say, an accountant. This is what an accountant does every single day. An accountant will meet with you and bill you. Okay, they'll charge you for their time. And when that time is done, that accountant ceases to earn any money. This is that same accountant suddenly realizing that there is more to life than just going there and meeting with clients one after, you know, day after day after day. What we see here is a very clear training situation. So their accountant has a website, 10 things your accountant won't tell you. That same accountant can, if they're not web savvy, has a situation where they'll call 10 of their clients, like we have here. We have all of you sitting here. That accountant has 10 clients. So what you do every time is you go to a client and you meet with one client after another, after another, after another, after another. How about all those clients come to you? How about all those clients come to you? And here's better, here's an even better thing. They pay you to tell them what normally you'd pay. You know, so you'd go there and you'd drive there. Instead, they come to you. Are you getting this? They come. Training allows you to get all the people into a room to come to you rather than you go to them. Now, the beauty of training is that the psychology of the customer changes. You stop seeing the person standing up here as a salesman, and you start seeing them as a what?
Expert,
a teacher. The psychology changes. So at the end of this session, if I were to recommend to all of you that you would need to buy some software or book, what would you do? But if I were to come to your door and I would ask you to buy it from me, what would you do?
Forget it.
Yeah. That's what she's doing. The point is that some of you would buy it and some of you wouldn't buy it. But when you have a training situation, and believe me, I've done many. We sell through a website. We sell through, you know, different systems. I'll tell you the most persuasive way to sell to customers is to get them in four walls. You cannot beat that system. When you've got them within four walls, you actually have the most persuasive way of getting across to customers. Am I repeating myself too often? Am I? Because you should get this. You should underline this. It's the most powerful way. I've seen conversion rates through our website. I've seen it through emails. I've seen it through every system. The most persuasive way to get anyone to do anything is to get them into a room and do this training. Now, you can do training. Technology has afforded us training, so we can do training across the world, locally, anywhere. As you can see, it can be done through a website. It can be done through webcasting. It can be done through teleclasses. All of these systems allow you to speak to your customer, give them information, make them pay for it. You become the expert, and they come back to you for what? What do they come back for?
More.
For more. But what we covered before training? More consulting. Okay, they come back for more consulting. Okay, but we're not so much in favor of consulting right now, so let's go to the next step. Okay, the leverage. So that same accountant now has decided that I can do this. I've got a concept, I've got a system where I can say how to pay zero taxes, or I can have lower your taxes, or I can put together a CD or a video. Effectively, what's happening here? You bought into a workshop. The workshop is being recorded. What are we getting? What's the word? Product. Product, okay? So how many times do I have to give this seminar this year?
Once.
Just once. Okay, just once. And when you sell it time and time again, how many times do you think I can sell it again? Okay? Forever. I mean, when we started selling the Brain Audit in September of 2002, we didn't expect to sell so many, but we've sold thousands of them. And that's the whole concept. So here's how it all works for you. The existing model is this. It's drive, then drive, then drive to another client, then go out, and then drive, and then you drive home. Okay? The three-prong system, here's how it works. You do some consulting. You write the book. You do a website that gives them the education. You have teleclasses, teleconsulting. You have training sessions. You have leveraged product. And how does it all become exponential? It becomes exponential because of this concept. Look at it this way. How many of you would like to get rid of those customers that just basically waste your time, you know? Just basically waste your time. You know, you know that they're not high-paying customers. Here's what you do, and I'm not saying this in a bad sense. You can sell this to good customers. But say you've got two levels of customers. One is high-paying customers that want to buy in your consulting, and the other ones that basically cannot afford your consulting. Do we all have that? Okay. So here, I sit down, and I'll explain this to you, how you write a book. But essentially, you sit down and you write a book. Okay. Once you've written the book, and someone wants to learn how to lower their taxes. You have that book either in a bound format or on your website as an ebook or whatever system you want. When a client calls and says, I would like your advice on this topic, what you say is, here's a book that you can read and here's how much it costs. What are they doing? What are they doing? They're training themselves. Okay, so a lot of you actually bought into the Brain Audit before you got here. So I didn't have to retrain you. You bought into the system, which is why you're here today. And that's how it works. You came in from a website. You bought into a book. You probably bought into some teleclasses. You're now sitting in this training session. You will buy more product, and you will end up with some consulting. Can you see how this works for you? There's no subliminal about this. I'm being pretty upfront. It's pretty upfront. What you've got to start seeing is the process. The process, see, the point is, you may not want to make a whole lot of money, and that's okay. You may want to make a whole lot of money, and this model works for both of them. You might just want to have the best clients you can ever have. So effectively, what you're using is a qualifying system. If someone won't buy a book worth $100, how are they going to do consulting worth $2,000? Okay? if you've already educated them, so say Colette has a system on, say, copywriting. Now, what she's found is that every time people come to a website to ask for a service, they have a problem with their website, they have a problem with their design, they have a problem with, you know, all these factors that don't allow her copy to work really well. Okay? So all of us have these problems. Where the client doesn't has to be educated. Doesn't everyone have this? The client has to be educated, and you do the education at your cost every time going there and meeting with them. Well, here's how you do it. You actually get them to either A, read a website, which is a leverage system, or B, have a book that they can read, or C, you conduct a teleclass. Now, the point is, you're going to say, well, what am I going to do? I'm just an accountant. Just an accountant. What am I going to do in a teleclass? Is everyone in the room interested in how to lower your taxes? Okay, would you pay $20 to be on a call like that? If 100 people turned up, how much do you make for that hour? $2,000. About 3 people are going to sign up and say, you know, I really like your style and I want to sign up with you and do some more consulting. Is that a simple method to just move your clients ahead and get the ones that are really interested? That's what the three-pronged system is. It's so simple that you may not get it. That's what I said. It's so simple. So the first thing we do before we go ahead is audit yourself. On a score of 10, how much consulting do you do? 10 being the highest, 0 being the lowest. How much training do you do? And how much leverage do you do? Do that right now. Is anyone unclear about what I just said?
Can leverage be like free newsletters too?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I just changed my score a whole bunch because I'm sitting here. I've got a 0. I don't like it.
She asked, can leverage be free newsletters? Leverage is free newsletters because it's one too many. Once you write it, it's done. It's over. It's actually a form of training as well. Yeah, and I'll show you how to deal with just from frequently asked questions. So you save a whole lot of time because finally you'll find that people ask the same questions time and time again. So the chances are that you probably type out the answer every single time. Okay, who has a score of very high leverage? Who has a score? Okay, let's go to the top. Who has a score of high consulting? Okay, who has a score of pretty good training? Okay, and who has a score of very high leverage? Okay, so as you can see, a lot of you are actually putting in a lot of hours in a day trying to get the same money that other people are trying to get. So here's how we go about it. You look at, we'll start to analyze some businesses, and then we'll see how a whole service business and a product business works. A massage service, consulting, training, and leverage. What do you think is their consulting? One-on-one massage. How would they, now, if you look at a massage service, what they usually do is like, okay, that's what we do, so we just give the massage and that's it, right? That's what most of them do. How would you then add on training?
Education about health.
How? What would you have? What would you do? So would you do a workshop, possibly a workshop, on how to give your partner a massage? Is that going to stop them from coming to your for your massage? Because is their partner going to give you a massage? No. So the point is, it doesn't reduce your income, but it then gives the person getting the massage a much better idea of what's going on. So they actually get better value from what you're doing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can have multiple training sessions all over the place. Now, to just give you an example of consulting, as a company, that company has the ability to go into to leverage. What would leverage be?
Oils.
Aromatherapy.
Tapes.
Candles, tapes. Music,
books,
towels,
massage tables.
Robes or apparel. Okay. So robes. The point is that how does one drive the other? Notice the concept of how one of these. So if you say training, then how does training drive consulting? How does consulting drive leverage? So if you look at, say, a book, let's look at training. Let's look at leverage. Can you see from there, Stephen? Here's how it works. Okay? This is you. This is training. This is leverage. And this is consulting. Okay? So, supposing you wanted to grow your business quite quickly, what you could do is you'd say to everyone, here, why don't you come to this workshop or teleclass or presentation that you're going to give? Now, X number of people sign in. As a result, as a direct result of that, those X number of people will go here or here. Okay, they either go to consulting or they'll go to leverage. If you've got product that you can sell, they'll go and buy that product because you recommended them in the training. If you've got consulting, they'll probably go to consulting. Alternatively, they may go buy the product, think it's so great, and then end up buying consulting. That's the first step. Now that they've bought consulting, you've written your second book. That brings them back to leverage. That brings them back to more training, which brings them back to more consulting.
And your rates have doubled.
Okay? The point I'm trying to make is, look at Sting, the example that we took off Sting. So Sting does leverage, consulting, and training. He does do the consulting. He still goes and meets with his fans and does small events and things like that. He does do the training, which is in, you know, on a stadium with 100,000 people, and he does do the leverage, which is the CDs and videos and all that stuff. So he does all of that. And then what does he do right after he does one album? He does the other album. And he does that all over again and again and again. And that starts it. Every single time you increase your training, every single time you increase your leverage, you increase your consulting. Every time you increase your consulting, it just feeds into each other all the time, and your business keeps going up and up and up. Does this make sense to you? Is it not the most obvious thing in the world? Okay? So let's look at another business. Bees Online. They're a honey center. What are you going to do, training, consulting, and leverage with a honey center? Here's what they did. Consulting, they actually started a cafe at the honey center. So they served coffee and muffins, pretty much like you've had today. And then they had training. What do you do with training? Beekeeping. How many of us are interested in beekeeping? Okay, he's a beekeeper.
Nutrition.
How honey helps.
Recipes using honey.
What else? How would you train someone?
Train them to recognize different grades of honey and why you should pay a premium for premium honey.
And how does it help you?
Health-wise.
Okay, so they could actually have training sessions on different health situations and get people to buy more honey. Okay. Okay, essentially what you are getting now is the concept that when you, pretty much like you saw a problem solution target audience formed a trigger, this forms a trigger for your business. Consulting, training, and leverage, when running in tandem with each other, start to grow your business to an exponential level. Because you've got to understand one thing, and that is that most of us, you know, are very talented. Most of us have this knowledge in our heads, and most of us never put it to any use. What we do is we keep meeting with clients, and we spend so much time that we get exhausted. At the end of the day, we cannot do anything. Now, let's put to this room a conundrum or a problem, really. Imagine that there was a woman that had a handicapped child. And she hasn't been in the workforce for 20 years. She doesn't know what a computer looks like. Who would hire her in this room?
Yes.
Okay, but how would you make $100,000 a year?
Telling other people how to take care of handicapped children.
The what?
Telling other people how to take care of a handicapped
child. That's right. You've got all the information in your head. No matter what you do, if you were the parent of that handicapped child, if you were that mother, then essentially, how many handicapped children are born on the planet every year? How many?
41 million people on Social Security in the United States.
How many?
44 million people.
44 million. Okay, Jack is going way over. He's like 41 million. I'm not even talking about 41 million, okay? I'm talking about if you could charge someone $100 a year, a parent of a handicapped child, $100 a year, how many people would you need to make 1,000? 100,000? 100? In 2,000. Okay? So if... My math is not too good. But 100... people, $100, you charge them, 1,000 people is 100,000. Do you think there are 1,000 people on the planet who have handicapped children? Okay, so could you show them year one? What do you do with a handicapped child? The grief, the pain, how do you deal with all of that? Which school do they go to? Where do you start planning for? You know, can you see how that would... So what she would end up doing is she would end up doing... The leverage. She would first write the book or have a membership section or a booklet that says the first year of dealing with a handicapped child, and then year two, and then year three, and then year four. Do you think some of these parents would be interested in a workshop where they actually brought their handicapped children along and they were shown things? Okay? Do you think that some of them would say, you know what, your workshop is too generic, I really want specifics? And I'd like to speak to you. Do you think that a mother who's been out of the workforce for 20 years, doesn't know how a computer runs, could go down to Kinko's and do the little staple binding thing? And what would she have to do? Just look inside her head. All of you can look inside your heads. All of you have information that is of great importance to someone else. But you've put so much faith in trying to do that job that you're doing, that consulting that you're doing, that you've forgotten that you've had all this information in your head. But people say, I could never teach. I could never do that. And the concept is very simple. It's called third grader teaches second grader. It's that simple. If you're in the third grade, could you teach someone in the second grade? Sure. It's real simple. So maybe there's someone in the fifth grade and they're really intimidating. What do you care? 41 million in the U.S., you only want 1,000 people in the second grade. That's it. And you get to do what you want to do every single day of your life. Can you see how you're getting out of the rut? What is in your head? You've got the information in your head. Now you've got to put it in a format that allows you to do the leverage and the training, so you can stop doing the consulting. Did I say stop doing the consulting? I didn't mean stop doing the consulting, because...
Just cut down the percentage of the consulting you do.
Yeah, there's two ways to do it. One is you increase your fees. The second thing, the reason, and this is the very big reason why you should continue to do the consulting. Consulting effectively keeps you like a sharp knife. If you don't deal with customers, you don't get questions. So people say, why do I need questions? You know what? All of you in this room have the answers in your head. You're like this tap. You know how when you go to a tap and you open the tap and the water flows out? So you're like that tap and there's a whole dam behind you of information. But someone's got to open that. Someone's got to ask you the questions. You have the answers, you have to have the questions. And so consulting helps you get more and more questions in your life so that you can provide the answers, which then goes into a format that is leveraged, which is a product. Now, I know what a lot of you are thinking, that you could never write and never speak and never tape and never do all of that stuff, and you're petrified of standing in front of an audience. I'm going to come to that. I am going to come to that. So let's look at another. So that's a product. That's, you've seen consulting, you've seen training, and you've seen leverage. In a pretty mundane business, which just sells honey. So I don't know whether you can see this very clearly. That's just us. I like to tell you things that pertain to us because it shows you that it's real. It's not something that we just fabricated. So you look at August of 2002, and you look at consulting. That's what we started doing. Like every one of you, we started doing individual clients. And we worked and worked, and at some point in time, we were earning $1,500 a month. That's it. That's it. And we just covered the mortgage, and we struggled like everybody else. Then we moved on to consulting via phone, or via phone. And we called it the treadmill system. The treadmill system was one-on-one consulting. So clients would call and you would speak to them. And oh, there is a chart in your book.
Oh, it's in the book?
Yeah, it's in the book. Everything's in the book. Everything's in the book. So I'm explaining it here. There was a training, a one-on-one training system. Don't look for it right now because I'm just explaining it to you. You can find it quite easily. And so a client would call, and it was 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'd take the call, and then I'd spend 1 hour, and then the next client would call, and I'd get more and more tired at the end of the day and be completely exhausted and do nothing else. And that got scrapped as well. Now we have, then we moved on to specific issues consulting. So we didn't deal with everything, but if you just need one thing done, we would deal with that. And that's all scrapped. Eventually, we've migrated all of this consulting into training and leverage, and I'll show you how we did that. We started with the psychotactics workshop in September of 2002. As you can see, it's just 2 years before August of 2004, so it's not a lot of time.
Yes, I was very reluctant about coming to the master class because it was a big investment of time and money, and yet everything I'd seen on psychotactics seemed to be oriented towards service-type organizations when I have a very hard product-oriented organization. So I was very skeptical about that. I even asked, sent Sean an email or two asking him, was this an appropriate class for me to come to. Well, Sean was persuasive enough that I came, but since I've come, it is very appropriate for me. We've had some discussions about different terminology between products and services, but all the principles are the same. For example, I started my business selling a custom design product for every customer, which is the same as consulting. And I've had to go to, in order to grow the business, I have to go to standard products, which is the same as the leverage products that a service organization would sell. The principle is the same. You've got to sell something that you don't have to create each and every time you make a sale. Oh, definitely has been good value for my money. I'm glad I came. I think the time and the money I invested will be paid back quite rapidly. One of my concerns about coming was taking 2 days away from my own business. However, with using phone messages and emails and the fact that we were in a different time zone, I was able to still receive messages, talk to people, keep the business going without any negative financial impact. Having been to the class now, I would strongly recommend it. In fact, I intend to recommend it to some of my friends who are in different kinds of businesses that I think would greatly benefit by the principles and techniques that we learned here these past 3 days. Because I've seen in their business that they've faced some problems that they would find solutions to if they came to this class.